Blog Talk Radio.
This is Clarence Cloverleaf, welcoming you to Cloverleaf Radio. Remember, you can always dial in at 646-716-4378. Be sure to watch your language, please, as we are an all-ages program. But we would be delighted if you would sign up for a Blog Talk Radio account, should you so desire, as it will keep you connected with us. And you can always download the newest episodes for free.
We're back for another exciting edition of Cloverleaf Radio. I am the host with the most, Jimmy Falcon, and it's been quite a while since I've said this, but by my side, gorgeous ladies of wrestling's Grim Lino. What's up, Grimmy?
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Hello? Doing good. I'm trying to figure out why this number is not working that Bruce Pritchard gave me.
Oh, not good. But that's par for the course with Cloverleaf. You got a gremlin back on.
Yeah, but it, I mean, it's just, it's really weird. It's his number, and I just emailed him. He must have emailed me at the same exact time because he said he's waiting for me. So you want to talk for a second and see if I can try this one more time?
Sure. I'm back, everybody. I had to take a little time off to take care of some personal business. But we're back and looking forward to some excellent upcoming episodes, and whatever the host has planned should be always epic as usual. Other than that, not much going on over winter. I know everybody's tired of all the snow and ice and crap. But spring is around the corner, so hopefully it'll warm up and we can all get outdoors in the sunshine and enjoy ourselves. And I hope that Jimmy gets this glitch with the phone lines fixed so we can get our special guest on. I'm really looking forward to talking to Bruce Pritchard. He's a wrestling legend. I spent many hours enjoying watching his matches and show, the Brother Love show, and looking forward to chatting with him.
I'm back. I gave him the studio number. I think he's going to try to call us. I don't know what he, I mean, I don't know why this number is
working.
Well,
when I called in, I got, the first time I called in tonight, I got disconnected. And then I just got this music and a clicking, 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 clicking noise. It's weird. You there, Jimmy?
Okay. Yeah, he gave me the wrong number, so give me one more second. I hate when this happens. Give me one more second, and I'll have him with us.
Okay, cool. And the good thing
Grimlina,
about you.
I am back, and Brother Love Bruce Pritchard is with us.
Well, hello, Grimlina. Hey, guys. It was my fault. Okay, well, Jimmy's fault. I gave him the wrong number the first time, and I'm going, why isn't this working? Listen to you guys live, and I'm hearing you talking. And so I called myself from the line here in the office, and it gave me that other number. Hence, so here I am. Hallelujah.
Oh, we are doing great. How's everything with you?
Just a box of fluffy ducks. It's all good, man.
Oh, quit stealing Piper's lines.
Hey, I have stolen most of Piper's stuff throughout his entire career. He's used to it.
Well, Bruce, I guess my first question was, how did you get your start in pro wrestling?
Well, man, it's all I ever wanted to do since I was 4 years old. And I grew up in Texas, born in El Paso, raised in Houston, and they had wrestling every Friday night at the Sam Houston Coliseum with promoter Paul Bosch. And we were those kids that were there every single week. And if there was something to do, we'd do it. Didn't matter how menial, didn't matter what it was. If it was something to do in the wrestling business, we did it. And I started out when I was 10 and just grabbed every opportunity that I could as I grew up.
Wow.
That's
and
the
I
best
think,
way to
do
it. I think so. You kind of, you know, it's the school of hard knocks, literally. And it's just one of those things that I've literally done everything that there is to do in the business. And I did it by, there was jobs that needed to be done, and I did them because it was a learning experience. And I looked at everything as, this will be my launching board to the next plateau. I'll keep moving up on down the line. And that's what I did.
Exactly.
And how did all this come about with you getting to join the World Wrestling, the then at the time, the World Wrestling Federation, and how did everything come about with the Brother Love character?
Well, the original was, it goes back, Bill Watts owned a percentage of Houston Wrestling, and Bill also at the time owned the UWF, and Bill was selling the UWF to Jim Crockett. And I didn't want to go to work for Jim Crockett. And I'd done fairly well there, and I'd made some contacts with Vince, and we had talked several times. And when Crockett and Watts made their announcement, I immediately called Vince and said, look, I can't do this. He told me to hold on and be patient, and I was. And he literally brought me to Connecticut without a job title, without really knowing what the hell I was going to do, and said, look, you know, just come in, you know, work in different places, and let's see where you fit. and I found my love in television, and I stayed there. So I was writing and producing the cable television, and then went on to syndication, which was the big, you know, that was the big diamond then, long before live cable. And I was doing all that, and the idea of Brother Love was something that I've always had, and comes from growing up in the South and being around Southern televangelists that will lie to you every chance that they get on TV every Sunday night.
No, they wouldn't do that.
I know, it's hard to believe, and for those of you, you know, hey, I hate to burst your bubble, but they're lying. And I loved it, though, but I loved the way that they manipulated the audience. I loved the way that they could command an audience and get people with no money to send them everything they have. So I thought it was genius in a way. And in my eyes, I just looked at these people with such disgust that I figured there were so many people that loved that and believed in it. Why not take it and just put a skew on it and present it through my eyes? And all Brother Love was basically, you know, how I viewed them. But I never touched on religion. I never touched on the Bible. Never touched on God. Didn't go there. But if you took it that way, hey, that's your prerogative.
That is awesome.
And how did I was curious how you got the red face.
That's just high blood pressure, man. It was a face of love, man. I was full of love. I was just oozing love all the time.
Well, as a true Southerner myself from Virginia, I appreciated that because I got what you were doing.
Well, exactly. And the beauty of it all was Brother Love debuted 3 weeks later. Jim Baker's caught sleeping with Jessica Hahn in a hotel room in Florida, and Brother Love was born, man. He was gone. And I'd already been on the air for 3 weeks, and the timing was just perfect. You know, they had all that controversy going on with his stuff there in North Carolina, and I just, man, just ramped it up some.
You did a magnificent job. I remember...
Well, thank you.
Watching it back then before I got into GLOW. And when I joined the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, I sort of took, not pages, but I watched how not only did I have to train hard for the physical, but for character development, I thought the best way for them, I mean, you took a Southern preacher and made them what they really are, basically, truthfully. And I was given a gremlin. And I figured, be as over the top as you can.
And you know that, but that goes with any character. And you have to, you know, like you said, you take it over the top. You play it to the hilt and turn it all the way up.
And the more like you said, the more I ramped it up, the better the fans liked it or hated me, depending on if you like heels or faces, you know. But
exactly.
And kudos to you, sir, because out of all the stuff the WWEF did back in the 80s when I was watching it in early 90s, you, Piper's Pit, and the Funeral Parlor were the only three of those type of shows or segments that were really worth watching other than the wrestling in the ring.
Exactly, and Piper stole everything he knows from me, so.
Yeah, okay. Let's not go there. Piper's my idol, okay?
Yeah. I love Hot Rod. I really do.
He's a sweetie. He's a good guy.
I mean, Gremlina, did you ever imagine, you know, I never thought when I was actually active in the business that I would be talking to guys like Brother Love. I mean, did you ever imagine that you'd be doing this, Gremlina?
Well, Jimmy, as you know, I had my bucket list, and I've already marked off being a guest on Piper's Pit, so it's getting pretty full now.
That's a good thing.
To do, I was determined to do something in wrestling and make an impact. And damned if a 4'8" accountant didn't do it. And did I ever think this would happen? Not literally, no, but I had hoped, you know, that I could meet people that I had looked up to that had given me the strength and inspiration to pursue what I loved. And it's just a cherry on the top of the sundae for me right now.
Well, that's cool. And, you know, it's like when a lot of people will come up and say, well, what do I do? How do I get in the business, man? What do I do? And I think that the best advice I can tell someone is never give up and don't take no for an answer.
Exactly.
You're
going to
get no a lot. You're going to get no 99% of the time. It's that 1% of the time when you do get that yes and how you react to it and how you capitalize on it or not capitalize on it.
And
it'll come.
And I tell people.
Go ahead, Gremlina.
And I tell people you got to ask yourself not do I want it, but how bad do I want it?
Exactly.
And I always figured, ended up figuring out that you're definitely not going to love it as much as you did. So that's something you should think about.
Well, you know, I was very fortunate because I never worked a day in my life. It was a labor of love. Truly loved every day. And to be able to go out and realize your dream day in and day out, and then every couple of weeks you actually get a check for doing that. So that's kind of special. I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. Well, my last question before I flip to Gremlina for her final question, what were some of your fondest memories of your time with WWE? You were there for many years.
Wow, it's hard to pinpoint just one. I think probably WrestleMania 17 in Houston, being able to perform in front of my hometown crowd in a record-setting crowd at the Houston Astrodome was pretty cool. And that's one of those moments that's hard to recreate or they're once in a lifetime. So if I had to have one, but there were a lot of special moments. I mean, it was a lot of fun. Somebody's dog is there. Somebody's at the door, and they're like,
that's my puppy.
That sounds like my house.
I know. I always tell people, you know, we'll have some, like, big Hollywood star on. The dogs will start barking, and the peacocks are going crazy. This isn't professional. You know, I'm sitting out in the barnyard doing this.
There you go.
Oh, you're a hayseed, right?
I am.
The glamorous life you lead.
Yeah, that is true. I was going to say before, Gremlin, that you end with your final question. I really enjoyed that gimmick Battle Royal at WrestleMania 17. That was just something pretty neat.
Oh,
that was,
yeah,
a lot of fun.
Well, go ahead, Gremlin. I know Bruce has got some stuff he's got coming up that he would love to discuss.
Well, that was we usually end or let the guest, let our listeners know what they've got coming up in the future, any appearances, books, DVDs, CDs.
Yeah, we've got a real cool deal that we're doing. WrestleMania weekend, Friday, March 27th in San Jose at WrestleCon. And what it is we call it a debate. Really, it's a discussion. Eric Bischoff and I have known each other for a while. We didn't know each other until Eric came to work for the WWE at the time. And through that, we then worked together at TNA and so on. We became friends. But there was always this one issue. At the end of the night, we'd sit there and be on about our 8th or 9th or 15th Coors Light, that we would start to discuss business back then. And Eric was the head of WCW, and I'm with WWF at the time, and we both would tackle subjects, but we both saw them from completely different viewpoints. And I won't say that we argued, but yeah, we argued. And he only saw it from his viewpoint, and I only saw it from my viewpoint. And we started to laugh one day. I said, shit, we should just take this on the road. And we did our first one in Philadelphia, which I'm very proud to say, and I was very humbled, actually. We sold out the venue, standing room only, and that's not just, hey, standing room only, hanging from the rafters. We actually really sold it out. We actually really had people standing along the walls. And we had Chris Jericho as our moderator, and he was fantastic. And the show itself was great. This time around, we're going to have Al Snow as the moderator, and we take questions from the audience. Every show's different because the audience gets to ask, okay, hey, what about this time? And they hit us with some things that Eric and I looked at each other like, whoa, where the hell did that come from? So that's really the cool part, because we don't know what's coming, and we let the audience kind of dictate, hey, where this show's going to take us. And our answers then will hopefully spur other people to ask questions and come back and forth. But it's two completely different perspectives on a period in the wrestling business, you know, the big boom when both companies were super strong. You know, it also comes from the time when they were kicking WWF's butt, WCW was, through that long, hard road of recovery to finally winning the war and then just demolishing everything after the fact. So it's a spirited conversation, you might say. And we're going to have Al Snow there to kind of call BS on things and keep it moving. And it's a lot of fun. It's a whole lot of fun. Our next one, yeah, it's going to be WrestleMania weekend. We'll be there signing autographs at Comic-Con and then doing our show on Friday the 27th. If you guys are going to be at Mania, you better make it.
Unfortunately, I won't be getting to Mania this year.
Well, we'll get around. You know, hey, we're going to be doing more of these. We've got one coming up in Texas, here in Houston in May, and we're going to take it around the horn and just see how it does. It's been positively received thus far, and maybe we make it a thing.
Well, I know that Al Snow is definitely one of the nicest men I've ever known in this business.
Well, without a doubt. You know, and the good thing about Al is Al was there. And,
oh, yeah.
And he remembers, you know, and he has his own perspective of things. And that was the cool thing about Jericho. Jericho was on both sides. And, you know, Eric would answer his questions. Chris would kind of scratch his head and go, yeah, no, actually, this is what you did. And it was a lot of fun, though. I mean, it was all in the spirit of just entertaining, and nothing's off limits. Whatever anybody wants to ask, you know, go for it. So that's the thing that I like the best about it, because it's not a preset. You're not going to get the same show. You can go to 10 different shows, and you'll get 10 completely different shows.
And see,
wow,
I think
that's
what fans
cool.
love. They like the spontaneity. They like to interact. And they don't like seeing the same old, same old. And I think that's brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah, and especially with Eric and I, because we can't remember, you know, 2 minutes from 1 minute to the next sometimes. So to try and go out and recreate and duplicate, you know, it's not a model we wanted to do. It was one of those things where I don't know if it was that we didn't want to prepare, even though we both prepared probably more than I thought I would. It was just cool. It's just you get to sit in a room full of people who enjoyed the business and want to know more about it. And weren't afraid to ask, and we weren't afraid to tell them. So that's the cool part. It's you know, if the fans had half a good a time as I did, then they had a great time. So, but it was pretty cool.
Well, Bruce, we both really appreciate you joining us today. Hopefully, down the line, we can get you back, because I'm sure there's a lot more that we
be happy to, man. Be happy to. And thank you guys for having me on.
Thank you for being here.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for making my childhood what it was. I mean, thanks for Brother Love.
Hey, don't blame me for that. No, you know.
Hey, it's nothing to be blamed for. It was amazing. You were phenomenal.
Well, thank you very much. Very kind.
All right, Bruce. Well, have a great night, sir. Thank you.
Guys, you do the same. Thank you much. I appreciate it.
Thank
you.
Oh,
absolutely. Have a great night.
Hey, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, Gremlina, wow. What a great day for you to make your comeback.
Hey, I know. I'm just glad to be back. I just had to take care of some personal stuff.
Yeah, we know you were going and getting stretched, trying to get 6 foot tall, but you know it's never going to happen. Like that.
It doesn't work, I know. No, I was just having a little personal stuff, and I needed to get my head back in the game, and it's getting better, so we'll see what happens.
Very cool. Well, we are going to be back March 4th with actor Dean Wendt, the voice of Barney the Dinosaur.
March 4th, all right. I'm having a minor medical procedure, and if I'm out of the anesthesia and coherent, I'll be here.
Gremlin
is
going to
be slurred. No, seriously, I am. I'm
word.
Having a routine thing done where they have to knock you out for a little bit. So if I'm not groggy, but that's earlier in the day, so if I'm not groggy, I'll be here for it.
Cool. And then March 6th, actor Jeffrey Gould. He's been seen in such movies as I'm Not Rappaport, Pearl Harbor, shows like My Name is Earl, Dude, Where's My Car, and Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And March 8th, you may remember this man, we're welcoming back former DEA undercover agent Robert Mazur.
That was an interesting show.
Absolutely. I don't know if you've seen, but The Informant, the book that Robert Mazur wrote, is actually being turned into a film.
Awesome.
And,
had to check that out. Ow.
I said The Informant. That was the Matt Damon movie.
my cat is chewing on my hand.
The Infiltrator is the name of it, not The Informant.
Ah, stop biting.
Bryan Cranston is going to be starring in it.
Wow, Breaking Bad, cool.
Yeah, Bryan Cranston will be Robert Mazur in the film. So, looking forward to talking and seeing everything that's going to be coming up with the film that's due out next year.
That's cool. And some of my Glow sisters will be at the Tulare Comic Con in a couple weeks.
Very cool.
Including Daisy, Sally the Farmer's Daughter, Roxy Astor, I think Godiva, and Jailbait.
Oh,
and
no.
Sunny the California Girl.
Some good friends there, Gremlina.
Yeah, just wish I could be in California, especially after the sucky couple weeks of weather we've had.
Oh, I know, right? Snow has been going down here like crazy.
I'm over it already.
Yeah, so am I. All right, well, I guess we will see everybody on the 4th for Dean Wendt, Barney the Dinosaur, and Gremlina, I guess, is going to be here if she's not slobbering and incoherent.
Hey, I might just come on the show slobbering and incoherent. It might be funny.
Yeah, it probably would be.
You know, considering that I got thrown out of the bookstore for making fun of Barney one time.
Oh, my gosh, Gremlina. Well,
hey,
that'll be interesting.
I have nothing against children's shows. I think they're good. They have their educational and social purposes. And some of them teach good lessons. But I was in the bookstore, and these little brats were singing the Barney theme. So I had to teach them my version of the Barney theme.
Oh, God.
And I got told to please leave the store and quit corrupting the children.
All righty, Grimmie. Well, you have a great night, sis. And I guess I'll see you on the 4th.
All right, see you on the 4th.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. Have a great night. See you, Grim.
Thanks for listening. Talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.